The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Are you ever at work and you want the boss to think you're working, but you're really on TikTok?
Yeah. Welcome to Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. We're on TikTok. Dana Cortez Show. Follow us. No,
what you're talking about is killing time on the clock.
Thank you, DJ Automatic. Earning your
check. I think
check.
Everyone is a little guilty of that every once in a while.
I'm not even here mentally.
Anthony's like, I'm just here for whatever.
But wait, Dana just kind of snitched herself out because when we were talking about doing a segment, she's like, I'd never do this. I never, ever do this. But now I come to find out when you're on your phone, you're not always writing.
No.
You're on TikTok sometimes.
Barely. I'm literally writing. When am I on TikTok?
Mm-mm. Every person is guilty of killing time on the clock. I'm sorry. Even if you work for yourself, you probably killed a little
time
on the clock.
Dude, I think guys spend like an average of like 7 years in the bathroom just sitting there.
So the only time I ever drive the speed limit is when I'm in a company truck, so it takes me longer to get back.
You know when I kill the most time is right after lunch.
Oh God.
Let me get a lunch.
You know what? DJ Automatic is a serial fast walker. Unless we're coming to work. We're coming to work. I'm like, where are you at? He's a block behind me every single time.
I used to work at the opera, and when I worked there, I can't nap during the day normally, but when I was working at the opera, they had this little cot in the back that was hidden. I could nap during the day over there.
Oh, my God.
It was the opera putting you to sleep.
Dude, when I was with Apple and we're working from home,
Anthony.
Bro, I don't think I've ever had so many internet issues and internet connection problems. I remember my boss calling me and be like, Anthony, you're not on. I'm like, dude, I don't know. My
internet. I don't know what's going on over here at all.
Wipe the sleepies out of your eyes.
Did you guys see that viral video that's going around with the people that were asleep in the warehouse?
Yes. I'm putting it up now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. They were working the overnight shift, and a boss man comes in, and they're sleeping together underneath a rack in the warehouse.
A male coworker and a female coworker spooning.
Literally.
Not only did
spooning.
They lose their jobs, they might have lost their relationships.
At least she got that forklift.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go to kick this one off with National 412s Day. It's April 12th, so today we're celebrating things that come in 12. Eggs, roses, beers, my exes, however you want to do it. All right, it is also National Only Child Day. So shout out to
all
only children.
That's my day right here. I love being an only child. People always ask me, don't you wish you had brothers and sisters? No. We were poor. I barely had anything. I don't want to share anything with anybody. And I still don't like to share today.
Spoken like a true only child.
In fact, I hid some Oreos and I forgot I hid them. Automatic found them in his drawer.
She hides food. I found the Lay's the other night too.
Would you hide a grilled cheese?
Easy. All right.
Because it's National Grilled Cheese Day.
Yeah! One of the greatest inventions of all time. And I love making mine with real butter. Just plain old white bread. Throw it in the frying pan. And you butter both sides. And you put Miracle Whip on it. And 2 slices of pasteurized American cheese. Trust me, it's the best grilled cheese you'll ever have.
Don't lie.
I mean, it's good. But I will say, I've been making grilled cheese. That was like the first thing I learned how to make. And I learned that's how I learned the pan flip.
Flipping a pan.
Well, it is a fact that Americans eat about 2 billion grilled cheese sandwiches every single year.
And that's just in my house.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, we're going back to 2012 when Skylar Annette Niece planned with her best friends to sneak out and go hang out. Right? A lot of people do this. Her best friends, Sheila Eddy and Rachel Schoaf, showed up and parked on the side of her house. And Skylar opens her bedroom window and jumps out and jumps in the car. How do I know all this? Because surveillance video caught all of it on camera.
Her parents had cameras?
Yeah, and parents and neighbors, everybody had their cameras out, you know.
Man.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, one of the girlfriends I had in high school and into college, like, she would probably sneak out at least 3 or 4 times a month to come hang out with me in the middle of the night.
No cameras.
Yeah, there was wild.
There are cameras now. This is not going to happen. So anyway, her parents discovered that she wasn't there in the morning and looked at the video, asked neighbors. Everybody's like, well, it looks like she got in the car with her friends. And her father noticed that she hadn't taken her cell phone charger. He said, I know then she was going to come back. She probably would have snuck right back in the house. They then called best friends, Sheila and Rachel. And they said, oh, we don't know. We dropped her off at the house. Well, the cameras...
Didn't see.
No.
Yeah.
Didn't see anything. So for months and months, all of them are looking for Skylar. She worked at Wendy's, so they start putting flyers up, including her best friends, Sheila and Rachel. They all help put up missing person flyers.
I already know where this is going.
We got to talk about these two here. What's going on with these two?
Well,
these two here.
The FBI ends up questioning the girls who admit they stopped liking Skylar, and so they plotted to kill her.
Oh, no.
And they stabbed her in her back.
Oh.
Literally murdering this young girl.
So they basically set her up. So that was premeditated murder. They got first degree.
So let me explain that this investigation went on for 6 months. They didn't find the body for 6 months.
Ooh.
Until the following year. Both girls were charged. Rachel pleaded guilty to second degree murder and was sentenced to 30 years in prison with eligibility for parole after 10 years. Sheila Eddy pleaded guilty to first degree murder and was sentenced to life in prison with eligibility for parole after 15 years. The parents of 16-year-old Skylar Neese say they will show up at every parole hearing to ask that these girls not be allowed to leave prison early.
I would be right there with them, because if my daughter was killed over something like this, where you just don't like her.
It sounds like some kind of mean girl craziness.
Sadly, though, this isn't like the first time I'm hearing about a story where girls will take a woman in and then do something like this to her. And I wonder, do you think at 16 years old, are you old enough to comprehend murder?
No, but they're going to learn in prison. They're going to learn their lesson the hard way.
I think at 16, you understand what murder is.
I don't believe it.
I think if you were 10 or maybe 9, you wouldn't understand something like that. But at 16, your brain is in a place where you can understand exactly what you're doing.
I don't believe that. My mother said
it was premeditated. They put it together.
Right,
they knew what she was doing.
Means. I am not condoning what they did. I'm glad they're in prison and they need to learn that. But my mother told me when her father died, she was 19. She's like, I don't think I understood that he would never come back at that age. You think you're immortal. You don't understand it. You see teens, and I had these thoughts. I'm just going to kill myself so they know better. Not understanding, I'm not coming back to see that. Now, am I condoning their behavior? No, I believe they deserve the sentence they got, and they might have not understood it as 16-year-olds, but when they can get out of jail at 60, I bet you they'll get it then. And poor, the parents of Skylar Neese, they have to live forever without their daughter. At least Sheila and Rachel's parents get to visit their kids. They at least get that blessing.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Nick Cannon says he's down to have a 13th child if it's with this woman. She's one of the most successful female artists in the world. I'll tell you who she is, and we'll even play the audio of Nick for you right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Lowe's. DJ Automatic Celebrity Birthdays first.
We got Dave Letterman celebrating today. Ed O'Neill, the greatest TV actor of all time.
Love him.
And Robert Downey Jr., a.k.a. Iron Man.
All right, so I'm going to start off by talking about Post Malone. He loves Cane's Chicken. It's no shock, because anybody who follows Posty knows he eats her all the time. So the owner of the Cane's Chicken in Midvale, Utah, where he lives, was like, why don't you come and redesign my store? And he did. And it's pink, and it's red, and it has drawing all over it, and it's kind of cool.
All that matters is that chicken tastes as delicious as it always does.
Just get all fat and sassy.
All right, now let's talk about Lizzo. Congratulations to her. Star Wars Mandalorian cast her in one of the episodes. She plays the Duchess of Plaisar 15. Jack Black is right alongside her. He plays Captain Bombarder. Now, the director, his name is Jon Favreau, he said he had no idea that Lizzo was such a Star Wars fan. But his kids who follow her on social media said, Dad, you got to cast Lizzo. She loves Baby Yoda.
Maybe this will inspire her to have her own baby.
Maybe, but not with Nick Cannon.
What?
Because he's got his eyes on Taylor Swift. Recently, during an interview with Howard Stern, Stern asked him, what do you think about Taylor Swift having a 13th child? You know, she's single now. Here's Nick's response.
What I do love about Taylor Swift is the fact that she has been so vulnerable and open with all of her music since a young girl, and she kind of like me. Like, me and Taylor's numbers is very similar when we're talking about being in these streets.
Well, of course he wants to have a baby with Taylor Swift. It's the one time she'd end up paying him child support.
If he has a baby with Taylor Swift, that might mean that he has impregnated two of the most successful women in music history. That's an accomplishment in itself.
Mariah and Taylor Swift. I didn't even think about that.
Imagine the kids being like, my mom sings better than your mom.
So, my mom has a song with Kendrick Lamar.
My mom has the biggest Christmas song of all time.
Well, then Nick Cannon wins.
Ding, ding.
We'll be right back. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The hamburger is one of America's favorite foods, and one of your favorite restaurants is bringing the Big AF Burger to their menu.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you about it in Food News Hottest Hashtags on your Wednesday with the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
So we always encourage people to travel, right? You never left your neighborhood, blah, 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 book a flight. And we travel all the time. Last week, a Southwest airline airplane engine went out in the air with 116 passengers on board. Here's the exchange between a pilot and the air traffic controllers.
Southwest 9010, catastrophic engine failure. Emergency aircraft and standby.
Southwest 9010, roger, and let me know what you need.
Make sure the emergency trucks are waiting for us.
He said catastrophic engine failure and then make sure the emergency trucks are waiting for us so calmly. Because I'm listening to that and I'm thinking, oh my God.
Planes can fly with one engine.
But that's how I want my pilot to sound.
Yeah, I don't want him freaking out because if he's freaking out.
The catastrophic engine already. Get the
engine. Imagine if Dana was flying that plane. Oh my God. Why is a pilot walking around stressed?
The world would be ending. She would leave the cockpit and be running down the aisles screaming fire.
Open the exit door.
All 116 passengers landed safely thanks to the pilot. These kind of things happen all the time. We still encourage you to travel.
Now I wish I was on that plane.
Why?
They're going to fly Southwest for free for life.
For life!
Like forever, dude.
For life,
oh, my
exactly,
God.
Exactly, exactly. All right, now in food news. Friday's restaurant has a new Big AF burger lineup. It's a 6-ounce char-broiled patty topped with signature apps. On top of the burger, you get buffalo wings or Philly cheesesteak roll or
Cajun
spice.
They're doing too much. You don't need to go any further. That doesn't sound good. Who wants an appetizer on top of a burger?
I don't know what the world means. I mean, me.
I was thinking automatic. You act like you're so dainty.
It's not even dainty. I like my food separated,
but
though.
But if somebody brought that to you, I can just see you here in the studio eating it.
Well, for the sake of the show, Dana, come on.
I'm excited because it's called AF, which I think most people know what that stands for. But for me, my middle name is Francisco, so this might be the big Anthony Francisco burger.
Ooh,
like the size of my head.
I'm down. Down to try it. I'm telling you, Friday's people bring me a burger.
When's the last time we ate it Friday?
Oh.
Well, now we going. Now we're pulling up. That's why they did this. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's kick it off with National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Damn. Butter, frying pan.
Grilled cheese was invented roughly in 1920. And since then, Americans have been eating about 2 billion grilled cheese sandwiches every single year.
Doesn't surprise me.
You know when Anthony really loves something? It's when he gets quiet about
it. He does. He's like, let me tell you about this.
We got to adjust the octave to understand my appreciation.
Well, I think the grilled cheese is a single man's best friend. Both of you off the air were like, I know how to make it. I make a good grilled cheese.
I would say Jergens lotion more so, but you know, a grilled cheese is a close third. All right,
the cherry almond?
Yeah, hey.
That's the OG one right there. That's the Jergens.
Well, hold on, guys. Don't get it confused with the other cherry. Don't get it confused with the other cherry almond. She works on Wednesday nights. That's only all right.
Stage three, cherry almond.
All right, let's do something that you would really love, Dana. Let's wrap it up on National Only Child Day.
That's what I love for sure. No, I don't want brothers and sisters. No, people ask me that. Don't you wish? No, I can't want what you never had. And I'm greedy.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that. I
very
like being
only child.
Child
of you. Yeah,
it is. What's wrong with being an only child? I
wouldn't know.
I got braces. I got things that would have never happened if I had to share with. I would have had crooked teeth.
More AF burgers for you. Yes. That's all that means.